3, 2, 1. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to episode 16 of the Jam and Nacho Show. I go by the name of Jam. You guys know that. And I am accompanied by my best friend. Nacho, why don't you state your name and tell the audience hello.
Yo, audience, welcome to episode 16. I guess we're starting this off like the circus, so welcome, welcome all. I'm known as Nacho, Derek, Notch, whatever you guys want to call me. But we're here, T. How's everything going?
It's good, man. Clowns and all to go to the ball. You know, it's circus teams over here on the Jam and Nacho Show. You know how we do. How you been, though?
Good. You know how I'm down here for a little bit. I'm enjoying this weird-ass weather.
Yeah.
I see that you guys get everything blooms a lot quicker down here in Pueblo. Oh,
absolutely.
But at the same time, like, this random rain, and then it's supposed to snow tomorrow. I'm like, come on, guys. Like,
so you get to experience the cloud seeding that we got going on here in Pueblo.
We're
going to
go into that.
We're going to talk about it. But before we get into the episode, Notch, let's pay the bills.
That's it.
Everybody that's listening to us on any audio platform that may be Anchor, Apple, Radio Public, CastBox, whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on to hear our beautiful voices, our very handsome voices, make sure you guys leave a solid review. Make sure you say it off the top of the dome and make sure you guys say it from the heart, because that helps us grow and to be in the algorithm of the atmosphere of what we're doing. And also, if you guys are watching us on YouTube, make sure you guys subscribe. Make sure you guys hit that notification bell. So that way you guys are in the know of when we're posting, because we're going to have a face reveal. Nacho and I, we keep talking about this. I know episode 15, we said we're going to have the next one. But we're planning things so that way we can have a great episode for you guys to view and just to listen and waste your time with us. And make sure you guys head over to the Instagram page to follow myself, Nacho, and the Random Cool page. And also, if you guys want to be draped in cool attire and jamming Nacho gear, please go to the Cool Attire Shop to purchase all of your cool attire and jamming Nacho Show needs. And also, put in the discount code Cool for you to get 20% on your entire order at checkout. Okay. What we do with this podcast is free to you, but it takes our time, it takes our money, it takes our creative thoughts for you guys to waste your time with us. But we love doing it and we love speaking. So continue to do what you do, listen and watch and subscribe. Did I miss anything, Notch?
No, just every time that you listen, just make sure you guys are using word of mouth. That's the biggest thing. I've been talking to people here and there, and they say they love this. They think we're hilarious. They also say it's just full of random shit, and they love just listening to random shit. It's kind of mind-numbing, well-being, informative. Spread the word. Spread the word to your friends and family. We know a different podcast in the state of Colorado, especially here down in Pueblo. We want to be top one in Pueblo and go further from there. So keep on talking about us. That's all we ask of. Like, subscribe, share, do whatever you need to do.
My boy Notch said it. Just keep talking about us so we can be the number one Colorado podcast in your favorite. And tomorrow, so we're recording this on April 19th, and the next day is 420, April 20th. Spark one for your boys. Just spark one for your boys and listen to the podcast. Binge this podcast. And, you know, it could be in your favorite podcast playlist. And also, I forgot, go to Spotify so you can hear the Random Cool Jam and Nacho playlist.
Yes, definitely.
We're going to talk about doing a different another one, too.
And what T was saying, tomorrow's 420, big stuff going on in the state of Colorado. So represent. Colorado's always been big for 420. Mm-hmm. It's not like it's bad or it's illegal or anything. Just have fun tomorrow. Be safe. At the same time, just remember those Nuggets are playing. So hopefully LA gets all sparked up and get all freaking head high and don't remember how to play, because I'm getting tired of you LA fans. Telling you. You guys, for being such a big – big town for basketball with your history. You guys don't know a lot about basketball.
Because that team's watered down and the Nuggets
This is not watered down. It's a lot of bandwagon fans. Yeah. A lot of people that follow LeBron.
Yeah. I mean, I love LeBron. You know I love LeBron. Yeah. That's my guy. Yeah. But I just think that the reign of LeBron is slowing down. And Nuggets in five. Nuggets in five.
You know what my biggest worry is the NBA is going to make this his end, and they help with the calls and stuff.
Yeah.
I hope they don't do that. I hope it's because tonight's basketball games were very physical.
I heard they
The refs, the officials followed the whistle, which was really nice. And I hope they do the same thing with the Nuggets. At the same time, just call it fair.
Yeah, call it fair. Call it both ways. Just, yeah.
I'm saying Nuggets in five as well. I believe the Nuggets should blow out the Lakers today.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Game two, the Nuggets should win by a small margin, maybe by like six-ish. Yeah. It'll be closer. It won't be a blowout. And then they'll go to L.A., win another one. It'll be 3-0. Yep. L.A. will win game four, and then Denver comes back and wins game five.
Yep. Nuggets and five. You heard it first here on the Jam and Nacho show. We're both calling it Nuggets and five. So place your bets. Though,
if the Nuggets could actually prove us wrong and sweep, I'm all for a sweep as well.
Oh. If they sweep them like a dust devil, I'm all here. I'm here for it.
I'm so excited for this. So we'll see. And just remember, the Nuggets tomorrow, the Avalanche on Saturday, or on Sunday, they play at 5. So that's going to be big too as well.
Yep. So you know your boys, Notch and Jam, love the Nuggets. So this episode, we're going to do it a little bit different. We don't have a question of the week as to why you guys didn't see the question of the week be posted, but you saw a lot of the snippets for episode 15 be posted. But Notch and I were talking. We want you guys to get to know us a little bit more on a intellectual aspect, and we're going to interview each other on different questions just so you guys can get in the know about your boys, Jam and Notch, out here in Colorado. So Notch and I, we're going to go over 20 questions, and then at the end, we're going to do TV, movie, music recommendations, but you're going to get to know your boys. So, you ready, Notch?
No, exactly. That's what T and I were talking about. I think it's Vogue magazine that asks artists those, like, 99 questions while they're walking through their home and stuff. So, we're like, hey, let's do something fun this time, something that everybody could actually listen and get to know us a little bit better, so...
And also, definitely, these questions you could apply to yourself, too.
Yeah.
So you're hearing our answers. You can apply it to yourself on how you would answer these questions if you were interviewed these same questions.
And if you guys do have any questions that you want to ask us or you want to get to know us a little bit more, T and I keep on saying like, subscribe, and comment.
Mm-hmm.
Comment. Tell us what you guys want us to talk about. Yep. Tell us what you want to know about us, what you want to hear. That just makes it more interesting and interesting for you guys because we don't want to just babble about ourselves most of the time. And that's most of our episodes aren't about ourselves. It's about something else. Just this time we wanted to do it about us.
Yeah, it's about us.
And that actually brought up something that TJ and I were discussing and we are going to change pretty soon is the name of the show. T, if you want to introduce it.
So, like we've been saying, it is the Jam and Nacho Show. It is no longer the Jam and Nacho Random Cool Show. We figured the name was so long, and I know you guys heard the first and second episode that we had to change the name because there's a gentleman out there that actually had the Chasing the Cool. So we had to change it from that. So it came to the Random Cool Show, and I was like, Notch, this show is about you and I. Even though we talk about a lot of shit in the world, but it's our show. We need to give people opinions of the individuals that they're listening to, and what better name to call it, the Jam and Nacho Show, because it's myself, Jam, my boy Nacho. Let's keep it simple, and it helps with algorithm, it helps with Google, it helps with Safari, it helps with everything to make things easier. But it's our show, it's our opinion, and Notch said it last episode, we all have our opinions, we all have our perspectives. when you listen to us, take things with a grain of salt to understand and come to your own opinion as yourself. Because Notch and I, we are individuals. We have opinions, we have beliefs, we have faith, and that's how this world should be. Everybody should be treated as an individual is being treated, and that's how this show is. Me and Notch have grown up for such a long time. We vibe on different things. We have different aspects of different things, but we can come together and be a unit. And that's how we want this podcast to be. We want you all to listen to what we have to say, but also become your own person within yourself to form your own opinion. Because just like opinions, we all have assholes. Or just like assholes, we all have opinions. Not to be harsh, but it's the truth. So that's my little spiel.
And with that being said, T, let's do it. It should have been 99 questions, but we don't have enough time. We don't want to bore you guys with a lot of that stuff. So we're just going to bullshit this stuff.
20 questions.
A few questions. We're going to both answer it back and forth. And like I said, if you want to ask us some more stuff, get a little bit more personal, just go ahead and comment. But T, go and start it off, man.
Okay,
and
first question.
So you know, T, I know we had the 1 through 20. I think there's some of them that I might pull from the other ones, and we'll just have to go back and ask. Because I see some really cool ones that are.
Yeah, there's some really cool ones. So if you feel fit, Notch, just let me know, and we can even do it. So the first one says, how would you describe your job to a bunch of kindergartners? This is a good one.
This is a really good one. So for me, if a kindergartner was to describe my job currently, probably would be boring video calls to give my family money when I go bye-bye.
So picture a lemonade stand and your parents give you a surplus.
They would be like, he just talks a lot of words that I don't understand, which I don't understand myself. It's just a whole bunch of bullshit.
It's a bunch of jargon.
And then they signed a piece of paper, and then they give me his money every month. And then at the end of their life, we give them money back.
So. There you go. I like that.
I don't know how you would describe that to a kindergarten, because they'd be like, wait a minute. So my dad's going to die, and I get money? Yep, that's life insurance.
That is life insurance, children. Yes. Next. So for my job, I would simply tell the kindergartners, when you get injured, say you injure your leg, I give you a series of exercises so that way you can strengthen your leg so you can walk, run, and play on the monkey bars whenever you want to without any pain.
I feel like your job would be a lot easier. I'd be like, hey, so you hurt yourself and I take you to gym.
Yeah, we go to gym. We like to have fun. We play. We do a lot of games. I'll let you work on your balance. Like I stretch your arms out, stretch your legs out. And then we have fun and we listen to music. That's my job. Physical therapist. Okay, so
so this one I thought was pretty cool because there's a few, but T, have you ever met a celebrity?
I have, Notch. I've met a couple of them. I met the Glow in the Dark tour. We talked about the Glow in the Dark tour last episode. When I went to the Glow in the Dark tour, I was talking to Trey, and we were walking through the Pepsi Center, which is now the Ball Arena where the Nuggets play. And I was walking, and I was talking to Trey. I can't even remember what it was about, but I was talking to him, and then I bumped chest with this big-ass dude, and it took me off guard. I ran into Champ Bailey from the Denver Nuggets. I fucking chest bumped Champ Bailey, and I was like, oh, shit, my bad, Champ. He was like, you're good, big dog. Gave me a handshake. I was like, enjoy the show. He goes, you enjoy the show too. Face-to-face with Champ Bailey. And then a couple years later, I was walking on the street in Denver, downtown Denver, and I seen this dude posted up on the wall, and he had a big-ass head, and he had a hat on. I can't remember what hat he had. I think it was a New York fitted. And I kept walking, and I walked past. It was J.R. Smith. from the Denver Nuggets. I was like, oh, shit, he has a big-ass head. It was J.R. Smith. I dapped him up while he was there. We shot the breeze for a little bit, and then I bounced. And then he had some ugly-ass girls come and talk to him. I was like, damn, I thought J.R. Smith was going to have some cute-ass girls, but he has some ugly-ass girls that came next to him. But I love J.R. Smith. J.R. Smith's dope. He's such a great guy. Even though you guys see what happened when he was with the Cavaliers, J.R. Smith is a good guy. Who have you met, Notch?
So I met a few people, but just a quick story. So,
oh, and I met Shaq. Shaq, but go ahead.
Damn. Met Shaq and doesn't even remember it. Come on. Poor Shaq. No, so back on that Glow in the Dark tour, which is crazy about that, is Trey and I had front row tickets to that. And in the middle of a set, I think it was from NERD to Rihanna.
Okay.
Champ Bailey and Boss Bailey came down and they pulled Paul Gasol because they were right next to us.
I didn't know Paul Gasol was there.
Because the Nuggets were playing the Lakers in the playoffs. Yeah. Yep. So he pulled them up there.
Wow, because Jordan Farmar was there. So was Roni Turiaf from Gonzaga. I saw all those cats too, but I didn't run into them like I ran into Champ Bailey. Yeah. Like that was such a good show, was it not?
It was an amazing show. Unfortunately, three great performances. One that was from an idiot, and then unfortunately, I thought Rihanna at the time. And remember, this is young Rihanna. She's still dating Chris Brown. Chris Brown was in the back, so I actually got to see Chris Brown.
Yeah, we did. We got to see him hoop.
Yeah, we got to see him hoop and stuff, but. Rihanna was just horrible, man. She is my second worst concert that I've ever seen.
Oh, besides, that concert was horrible for her.
Besides Khalid, man. Khalid was probably the worst concert I've ever seen.
What? Khalid didn't put on a good show?
No. And I think he even recognized, and his mom is his manager. And okay. I could tell she was pissed too, because we were close to the sound booth, and she was mad. She was upset, so.
Wow. Okay, that's news to me.
But celebrity-wise, so when I was younger, I actually got to meet Al Gore, Vice President Al Gore.
Dope. That's dope. Climate change. Inconvenient truth.
But you're just talking in Denver. You meet a lot of celebrities from Chuck Liddell, all the football and baseball players, hockey players.
Sean Moreno.
I know that Colorado Springs – we had XXXTentacion. I think that's how you say it. Oh, shit.
Yeah, yep.
He was at my store. I didn't even recognize him. He looked like a 4-foot kid with a Gucci bag.
Rest in peace to that young man.
He was buying like four note five or note eights or something. Who's the girl that dated, I think it was Lil Wayne? She lives in Springs. She's from Springs. What was her name?
It's not Nivea, is it?
No, she's always dating celebrities. She dated Kanye for a while. She's kind of got shaved head.
Amber Rose. Yes, she's from Springs.
I met Amber Rose a couple times too.
Yeah, I forgot she's from Springs. She went to Whitefield.
Mm-hmm. Her brother's still out there. Yeah, so she would always come to Whitefield. She'd always come into my store. So
Amber Rose is so bad, though.
She's small too. Everybody's small. Really? Yeah, everybody's like 4'9", 4'8", like tiny. XXXTentacion was tiny.
Oh, he's tiny. He's a tiny dude.
When they told me he was a rapper, I was like, this little kid's a rapper? Like, dude weighs like 110 wet.
This little dude, I'm going to body him.
Well, everybody was surrounding him, and I told my worker, I was like, bro, are you going to marry this customer or what? Because he was taking his time with him. And he's like, dude, this is a rapper. And I was like, I don't know who he is.
It's XX, bro. Okay, so the next one. What was your first job?
Ooh. Very, very. So are we talking legal or just like under the table?
Working under the table. What was your first job?
I mean, when we were kids, like we cut grass. I used to cut grass for my neighbors and all that stuff. But my very, very first job, I actually worked for a company here in Pueblo called Lazon as a summer job. And it was actually a desk job, where I had to go and sort through papers from this El Paso County from Denver. We would sort them, make them all nice and neat in a folder, and then we'd mm-hmm. scan it. And then once it was scanned on a disc, we would shred it. So it was a lot of legal papers.
Okay.
Pretty crazy first job for to say you had a desk job. So, yeah.
So my first job, Notch, it was in high school. I was a rapper. I wrap burgers at Burger King.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah,
you, like, wait, you remember that job?
You remember like, this guy telling people he's a rapper?
Yeah,
I used I'm to not wrap a rapper.
Burgers at, yeah, I am not a rapper. Yeah, I used to wrap burgers at Burger King. I was there with our homie Tim Rouser. Shout out to Rouser if you're listening to this out in Cali. Cali. Yeah, I worked at Burger King, man. That was a good spot, man. We got 50% off with. You know, when we had lunch breaks, we could make our own Whoppers, chicken sandwiches, Hershey Sunday pies, French fries, onion rings. That was a dope job to be in high school because we would eat there all the time.
Hold on. They made you guys pay. You didn't get free food? It was 50%?
Bro. Yeah, I'm exposing the truth. We did not get free food. We got 50% free food. Or 50% food. Yeah, Burger King, you made a lot of money back in 2002. Jeez. Yeah. I was a sophomore when I started working at Burger King. Yeah.
T got to work with all the young people and have mm-hmm. fun and eat all them things. I was working with older ladies.
Man, me and Tim. So I worked with Tim at there. We would make like this, we would call it the Italian tender. And we would put chicken, we would fry a fresh batch of chicken tenders, and we would put the Italian seasoning, mozzarella cheese and some stuff on the Italian bread that they would put the Italian chicken sandwich on. It was bomb. We would even steal Hershey Sunday pies. Sorry, Burger King. I know we stole from y'all, but Hershey Sunday pies is like $1.25 back then. So don't even trip. Like, don't even trip. But me and Rouser, we would make our own sandwiches, and like he would take his lunch first. And I'd be like, all right, what you want? And I would make it for him. And I'd send it down the chute for him, and he'd pay us 50%. And then when it was my turn, he'd make my sandwich, he'd throw it down the chute, and then it would go from there. Like, that's what we did for the entire time we worked at Burger King before he went into the military. Before he became a Marine.
Fun times at that Burger King, man. I remember that was the spot everybody would chill at.
That was such a good spot, Notch. We know, too. Yeah.
Fond that memories. Or the Loaf and Jug.
Yes. Or King Supers.
Yeah, they're kings.
Okay, so number four. Are you a morning or a night person?
That one's easy, dude. I'm such a night person.
Same here.
It's so hard for me to fall asleep. It's hard for me to wake up in the morning. I mean, I have to wake up, so I'll wake up, but I am just such a night person. I don't know what it is about my brain. My brain says you can't shut off because something might happen. And that's my problem.
Hmm.
Not something that'll happen to me. It's just like, I might miss something. Yeah, I might miss something. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to miss it. So my brain doesn't shut off. Dude, I've tried like melatonin, marijuana, like everything. It does not go away.
So for me, I'm more of a night owl because I'm more productive at night as to why we do our podcast later at night. Like, I'm just more productive at night. And just, I like to watch more shit at night because I love sleep. I love sleep. And even in the midday when I have a day off, I can't take naps because, like Notch says, I'm going to miss something. I feel like I'm going to miss something. So I stay up. And then at night, I work my ass off just like watching movies or researching, reading a book, just anything like that. Because in the mornings, man, I want to sleep. And if I could choose to not work in the morning, dude, just wake me up at 11.
Right.
Just wake me up at 11. Yeah.
Let's move on to the next one. Okay. So, I'm going to jump this one and go, would you rather be hated for who you are? Are loved for who you are not.
Oh, man. Because people, I'm not going to be conceited. It's not conceited, but people like who I am.
Yeah.
And for hate it for who I'm not. I don't know what that would entail.
I think it's backwards. I think it's, let me make sure. Would you rather be hated for who you are? Are loved for who you are not.
Oh. Damn. I don't know. That's a hard one. I don't, because for me, I wouldn't say I like the gratification of it, but like, because genuinely, I feel like I'm a great person. Like I want to do right by people. Like I want to be that friend that you have that shoulder to cry on. I want to be that friend that we could talk about anything under the sun. We could just shit, you know, just shoot the shit. Like, I don't want to be hated for that. I don't want to be hated for that. So yeah. I guess I'll be loved for who I'm not.
Yeah, I was leaning more for that one, because it's just thinking of the person that both of us are and everything. Yeah, I don't exactly see any hate towards what we are.
Right.
There's more love towards it. So be loved for who we're
not. Yeah, for who we're not. Yeah,
that's the best answer for that one.
I'd much rather have that one. What about this one? Have you ever planted a vegetable garden?
Of course. Dude, that's like my second job. I'm a farmer, motherfucker.
I'm a farmer, motherfucker. I'm a rice paddy, motherfucker.
Oh, where's your rice paddy? It's just all over there. It's over there.
So
what do you grow? I'm a lead farmer, motherfucker.
I'm a lead farmer, motherfucker. So what have you grown, Notch? What vegetables have you grown?
Everything. Everything under the sun.
You see, Notch is a secret farmer of Whole Foods.
Dude, legal and illegal stuff I've grown.
What you need. What you need. You trying to get high? Or are you trying to get your nutrients? What do you need?
That's exactly. In my last place, I think I grew wild lettuce, wild strawberries.
Okay.
I had, of course, my flowers, because I'm all about trying to save the planet. So screw you guys for killing all those bees and shit out there.
What the fuck?
I did, of course, like tomatoes, chilies. I've done potatoes, all that stuff. Just everything and anything. I had corn, done corn before. I love growing chilies. I even had an indoor farm with an arrow garden, which is using just water.
Okay.
And I had all the herbs. So like cilantro, basil. Oh, I love growing basil. Basil's probably the sweetest smelling thing.
Some basil.
And then, of course, I grew marijuana. Because I had to.
It's Colorado.
It didn't flower, unfortunately, which is bullshit because I bought seeds that were supposed to be female and they turned out to be male, which sucked. And then now I think I'm going to actually grow some little healthy shrooms and some psychedelic shrooms. So we'll see what happens.
Because
again, it is legal in the state of Colorado. So why not?
We got our own pharmacopoeia of nacho over here.
That's it.
So for me, our last place that we had, I had these 8 pumpkin seeds, like I was James and the Giant Peach or fucking Jack and the Beanstalk. And I was like, I'm going to plant these and I'm going to have great pumpkins. Erica was like, you ain't going to plant shit. You ain't shit. You ain't planting nothing. I was like, watch. I planted these 8 pumpkin seeds in this little thing that we had. And I grew 12 fucking pumpkins, Notch.
Damn.
12 of them. I was so proud of those pumpkins that I made. And she goes, are you kidding me? You just went on a limb. I was like, yeah, I have a green thumb. I really do have a green thumb. But Erica won't let me have plants in the house because she don't like plants in the house, which is bullshit.
You
but
have to have
whatever.
Plants in the house.
Yeah,
what?
I love it. Erica. Purifies the home. Yeah, whatever. If you guys reach out to my wife, just let her know, like, hey, let Jam have plants in the house because it's going to purify the house and make everything so great in the house. So, yeah, I actually planted pumpkins, and I had 12 pumpkins, and they were amazing.
So you took those pumpkins, lined them up, carved I told you so in them, and then turned them around for Halloween.
Exactly. That's exactly what I did.
Scared the shit out of America.
It's just like, what the hell? They were old pumpkin seeds too, but they sprouted and I was very happy.
Ooh. All right, T, let's do this one.
Okay.
What is one strange but true fact about you?
I like to pee sitting down. I know being a man,
that is
we
unique.
Don't.
You got a a bidet or a warm up seat?
No, I don't. Okay, so here's the reason why. The reason why I pee sitting down, and it's mostly in the mornings, is because I have orthostatic hypotension. Mm-hmm. And if you guys understand orthostatic hypotension, that means your blood pressure drops to the point where you could pass out. So that way, the first thing in the morning, because I deep sleep, I get up. I don't stand up when I pee. I sit down because I don't want to pass out and blast my head on the toilet.
Damn. I didn't know that was a thing.
That is a thing. Yes, that is a thing. What about you, Notch? What's a strange, strange fact about you?
Just threw me off with that one. Now I don't even know what to...
Yes, that's a strange fact about me.
Damn, put me on the spot.
Because you guys know I love weird shit, but yeah, that's not weird shit. I just, yeah.
I mean, that's for your health. That makes sense. For health.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of something weird about me or strange. Huh. Let's see. I don't know if it's strange. I don't like... I guess, okay. I don't like body hair.
Okay.
And that it freaks and grosses me out with when I get like strands of hair. Like if it's even near my food, I can't eat my food. Like if I find hair in my food, I'll literally throw it.
That's disgusting. That's
but like even disgusting. If it's near it, not like dog fur or anything, but human hair. Human hair freaks me out. So like body wise, I don't know when it started, but like I shave my body except for my face and my head. Yeah. Like I have a beard and all that stuff. But even and it's the weirdest thing, like I used to shave my legs like when we played sports and stuff.
Okay.
I kind of stopped, but I like groom it so my hair isn't like crazy like werewolf long because it looks weird, especially because I have tattoos. So
you don't like pubic hair in your pasta?
Nope. Nope. Okay. Sorry.
I'm with you. Not
for me. I can't do it.
That ain't my fetish either. So the next one. Let's see. What is your real favorite movie? And what movie do you pretend is your favorite to sound cultured or accepted?
What is your real favorite movie? And what movie do you pretend is your favorite to sound cultured? I kind of feel like they could be grouped up in the... Because my favorite movie is probably tied between either The Dark Knight or Interstellar.
Okay.
So I might put The Dark Knight as my favorite movie and Interstellar as one to sound cultured. But just because I know that, I guess it's like a startup on like science and space. So not really like I don't know about it, but like it is... It's not really a cult... I mean... Being smart is pretty culture too, so that's not like a pinkies up type cultured movie, but you know what, actually let's go Dark Knight, Interstellar favorite movie, and cultured movie just for the history behind it would have to be what is that movie called? Leonardo DiCaprio was in it. It's about Howard Hughes.
Howard Hughes? Is it Aviator?
Aviator. That's like one of my all-time favorite movies. But
okay.
We could say that's culture.
Okay. let's see. My all-time favorite movie is Dead Poets Society.
Okay.
With Robin Williams. I fucking love that movie. Just because of being a creative. And
is that Oh Captain, My Captain, right?
Oh Captain, My Captain. Not yeah. You got it. Yeah. Just to see like the societal norms of public schools and parents and stuff like that, especially like parents that make their kids like, you're going to be a doctor, you're going to be a scientist, you're going to be this, that, and the third. Breaking against social norms to be an individual. That's such a great movie, and I love that. And for culture, I'm going to say Roots because because I'm black and slavery and all that shit.
You're black?
Like,
what?
Yeah, I know, right? My wife even says that too. She's like, sometimes I don't even think you're black. I'm like, thank you.
Oh, I didn't even say
because
that.
Because I'm TJ. I'm fucking Terry. I'm like, fucking what? Jam TJ. Like, don't... I'm not black, I'm OJ. Okay. But yeah, you know, stuff like that. Stuff like that. So... Yeah, so Roots is because of culture and stuff like that, and because I watched it in school, but my favorite movie is Dead Poets Society.
Okay, that's a good one. So we're going to skip number 9. Because we've already discussed that one, if you look at it.
Number 9, if you could live in a historical period.
Yeah, we've already talked about that before.
Okay, what's the next one, Notch?
I'm going to do this one just because I like talking about it for myself, but okay. I want to hear you. Have you ever been mistaken for someone famous?
We talked about this.
Oh, did we?
Yes. So
okay, then we're going to skip it. Yeah.
No, we did. When I was on campus of CSU Pueblo, and I had my Willy Wonka glasses on, and this girl goes, "Oh my God, you look like Soulja Boy!" I took them bitches off and broke them.
I think we discussed this.
We're
gonna skip that one. That one's a funny one. I just want to hear TJ say Soulja Boy.
Hey, crank that Soulja Boy.
Let's see. Let me go to.
Oh, number 10. Look at number 10.
Let's go to number 10. Let's see. If a movie was being made of your life and you could choose an actor and actress to play you, who would you choose and why? I mean, again, that kind of falls into who do you look like? Should I just say it to you and
say go that ahead, to Josh. I already know.
Who should play me is, I guess, Justin Long, guys.
Justin Long. Justin Long. As far as I can remember, Nacho looks like Justin Long. If you've ever seen Jeepers Creepers, what's the other movie where he was in the scary movie Barbarian?
He's in everything.
Accepted. He's in the new Goosebumps, Accepted, Waiting.
Waiting. And you. What the fuck did I do?
What did fuck I you.
Do? You're the worst out of all of them. What the fuck did I do?
What the fuck did I do?
A pinch of alfalfa. Oh yeah. God.
I mean, I couldn't say Morgan Freeman. Because he looks old as shit. He could never play me. I would play, it would be either Will Smith or Childish Gambino. And yeah, that's it. Because Michael B. Jordan is too handsome. And I don't look like Michael B. Jordan. But I look like LeBron. But yeah, it'll be like that. Yeah.
Do you have LeBron play him?
I'd have LeBron play me.
LeBron's bad acting for freaking Space Jam.
Oh, that was a fucking horrible acting from LeBron. What the fuck was that? Even Jordan did better. And Jordan's not an actor. What the fuck? What's the next one, Notch?
Describe your own outlook on life in 6 words.
Okay. So this goes with the clothing line, Notch. This goes with cool attire. But I'll have to add an extra word to it. Never take off your cool sucker.
Sucker.
Yeah, that's my outlook on life. Never take off your cool. I'm
trying to think. It sucks because, like, it's a. I just want to quote a quote that I love.
Okay,
and it's
going to
be
quote.
Longer. It's going to be longer than 6
That's
words.
That's all right. That's all right.
And one of these days, I'll come up with a cool slogan like "Never take off your cool," because TJ's got that trademark and everything. And one of my favorite movies has one of my favorite quotes, and it literally goes, "When life gives you lemons, you say fuck them lemons and bail."
That's a good. Hell yeah! Fuck yeah! That's a good one. I'll take that. Yeah, that's a good mantra.
It's probably one of my favorite.
That's a good mantra.
Actually, I have a really good mantra. Let me see if I can find it real quick.
I have a good mantra, too.
Yeah, go ahead and say yours real quick, and then I'll find mine.
So, my mantra, because of cabin fever, you've heard me and Notch talk about cabin fever mostly a lot. My mantra is, I am calm, I am strong, and I am guided towards good health and balance. That's my mantra. Yeah, that's my mantra. Just because anxiety is a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Fuck anxiety, fuck panic attacks and stuff like that. Like, if you just put it in yourself, like, I'm calm, I'm strong, and I am guided towards good health and balance. Like, just say it to yourself, because it everything you put in the atmosphere, it'll come back to you tenfold.
Let me see if I can find mine. I know it's hard because I haven't really said it, but I used to say it all the time and I loved it.
Okay.
Let me see if I could. I might just have to say it off the top of my head, but let me see if I can. I know I wrote it down somewhere. I guess it's going to come off the top of my head. So It was something similar to this, and I'll have to find it. And when I do, we'll put it in the comments and stuff. Great. But it was, let me see if I can remember how it went. It said, "You are who you are. You'll never be anyone else. No one will ever be you. So show the world who you are because you're the only one."
I like that. Because we're all individuals. Yeah. We're individuals, man. Like, yeah. Treat me as an individual as I'm going to treat you. Mm-hmm. It's a golden rule.
That's it.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's a good one. Okay. What about this, Notch? What's your favorite dish to cook for friends or just for yourself?
So for myself, I love making ceviche. I could live and die.
Okay.
Eating ceviche. I love ceviche. It's amazing.
Okay.
But I love cooking for my friends, and it always used to get me. So when I was in Springs for Day of the Dead, I would always throw a party and stuff like that. And I'd make these like crazy tequila drinks, like huge, huge batches, and nobody would drink it. And I'd be like, what the heck? I just made a crap ton of alcohol.
Not just give me the tub.
But then I love making street tacos. Ooh, like on the grill. Like,
okay.
Oh man.
Okay.
It's just fun, dude.
Okay.
I'm making street tacos for everybody to just go at it and dig deep in it.
See, and Nacho is my homie. He's never made me motherfucking street tacos, but he's made me other food. He's made me other food. Don't even discount it. But he has not made me fucking street tacos. So, street tacos by Nacho is what I need. Ooh, that's a dope ass restaurant or a truck stop.
Street tacos by Nacho.
Street tacos by Nacho. Yeah, hell yeah. So.
And be like, why aren't you guys drinking my tequila drinks?
Exactly.
I think the last couple times I had people come over and make a huge, like tequila. Like one of my favorite tequila drinks is, what is it called? What's the drink that they put in the copper cups?
It's Moscow Mule.
Moscow Mule.
Yeah.
So instead of being Moscow Mule, which is made with vodka, you do it with tequila, which becomes a Mexican Mule.
Okay.
And I made a huge batch and nobody drank it. I was so mad. And same thing with like Christmas.
So you call it always... Clint Eastwood.
Right. Right. Well, during Christmas as well, I'd make a big batch of conquito, which is Puerto Rican Christmas drink with rum, lots of rum and coconut. And yeah, nobody drank it. I was like, come on.
Man, if you guys didn't know, me and Nacho, like we said a couple episodes, him and I, we wanted to go to culinary school.
Mm-hmm.
We love the aspect of food. We love the aspect of drink and beverage and just camaraderie and community. Like that's in our bag. Like we're always going to be for the people first. And yeah, so like with Nacho's saying what he's saying, like Nacho's, yeah, he's really out here for the people, man. Like, and for me, what I would cook for guests, it would be my famous burgers.
Mm-hmm.
I have a special recipe for my burgers that I would cook for friends and for myself.
He said, it's got a special ingredient. Don't eat it.
I got special it's sauce.
Animal
semen.
It's semen.
Animal semen. If you guys haven't watched White Castle, Aaron and Kumar go to White Castle. It's animal semen. But yeah, it's animal season. That's a fucking secret ingredient. And then for myself,
it is not.
And for myself, I love cooking seafood. Oh, I would cook seafood for myself.
God,
yeah, I would love cooking seafood for myself.
Anything from the ocean is just so good.
Oh, so good for you. Oh, so good for you.
I love it. Let's go on to the next one, T. Let's see what the next one is. Let's go to this one. Would you rather have unlimited money or your dream job?
I would much rather have a dream job.
Man.
And my dream job would be doing this podcast and also running my clothing line and also having a sports training facility with my physical therapy background. Just because, like, I've dealt with so many injuries in my life, and coming from Pueblo, which we have so many great athletes that come from this place, mm-hmm. that need more exposure to do better for themselves. to go to great colleges, great sports programs, great academic programs. I would love to have the dream job to actually get people to those upper echelons of the pinnacle of themselves. So I would definitely pick the dream job over unlimited money.
Nice.
Yeah. What about you, Notch?
Since wherever T goes, I go, and wherever I go, T goes. So I'm going to say unlimited money. And the reason behind that is because what TJ wants, I could definitely take care of with money.
There we go.
We all know that the world revolves around money. And mm-hmm. if you got that money, we could do the podcast mm-hmm. as much as we want. You could have your own, mm-hmm. your own facility, and you could do the clothing line. We can make it big and stuff. And same thing with me. If I had unlimited money, it's not the dream job that I wanted. It's after the dream job that I would want because I've already done a lot. And my dream job kind of got pulled away from me when Sprint got bought out. I'm looking for corporate.
Okay.
So, like, unless I could find something that matches that, right now I'm just thinking about, like, after the fact. So if I had money, my dream job would be, oh, hey, T, let's work on this small stuff like the clothing line and the podcast at the same time. Like, you say, hey, do you know how to grow? I've always wanted a farm. I just want a big ass farm with garden, do my own bee honey and stuff like that, and just live off the land. So
see, and it's dope that you said that, because remember when we were talking about making the wine?
Mm-hmm. And
Terroir 86.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. See, y'all need a deep dive in us. Like I said, like, we need a camera. We need somebody to follow us like we've been back in middle school, because we got some shit to say, we got some shit to do, we got a lot of things on our mind to actually just change a lot of narratives.
And plus unlimited money. You say unlimited money. Just not us. That's taking care of friends, family, and the cities that we grow up in.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And people around the world. Me, it'd be people plus animals. So I'd be, unfortunately, that billionaire Bruce Wayne that wouldn't be saving people in the night. It'd be saving animals at night.
Exactly. Yeah. He's like, I'm releasing all the walruses or even the tortoise, like Hey Arnold did with his grandma.
Yep. I'd be going to the coves or dog meat farm markets, and it'd be over. They'd be like, what are you doing here? I'd be like, vacationing at night, dressed up as Batman.
Exactly. I'm vacationing.
If Batman could do it, I could do it. Vengeance.
Exactly. Okay, so the next one. Have you ever ridden a motorcycle? Or would you ever want to own a motorcycle?
Yes and yes. So my stepdad and my mom used to ride motorcycles, and it got me into it. And then, of course, watching Sons of Anarchy really got me into it. I would love to own a motorcycle. Not talking Crotch Rocket. I'm talking like Harley or Indian.
Okay.
Like something clean. But the thing is, nowadays, like, it's just scary, man. People don't abide by rules, especially down here in Pueblo. God, I don't know.
It's bad.
I was driving here, my brother and I, and we saw like three or four people just running a red light. And I mean red light, not just changed. It was red light.
Oh, hell no.
And if you think if you're a rider, like, yeah, they don't care.
No. See, and for me too, like, I've always wanted a motorcycle. Mm-hmm. Always wanted one. I just want a cafe racer. Cafe racers are cool. They don't go so fast. Like, just to cruise, man. Just to go to the park, like on the weekends when I got a day off, and just to cruise. But I had a cousin who actually died on a motorcycle. He had a crotch rocket when I was 7 in Denver. And we actually seen it happen. Fucking horrible thing ever to happen. And before he passed, a year before that, I actually sat on his motorcycle after he rode, and I burnt my calf. I have a continuous scar from the motorcycle pipe on my right calf.
Nice.
And yeah, so I have that experience.
My blood. I'm branded.
It's in my fucking blood. Yeah, it is. So, like, I've always loved motorcycles. Like, and my mom has always been boycotted against motorcycles. Mm-hmm. She was like, don't ever bring one. And then when I got married to Erica's like, if you bring a motorcycle, I'm going to divorce you. So I was like, okay, I don't want to do that. Like, but don't bring more animals to the house. If you don't want me to get a motorcycle, then don't bring more animals to the house. I'll just buy a Polaris slingshot. Have you seen those, Notch?
Mm-hmm.
Those are so sick. That's probably going to be my retirement gift, is a Polaris slingshot.
Those are the three wheels, right?
Yes, three wheels, yeah. But it's like a car, mm-hmm. but on insurance, it's a motorcycle. I want one of those. Listeners, if you don't know what a Polaris slingshot is, go ahead and Google it. It's the dopest thing you've ever seen to cruise in.
Nice.
What's another one? What are your pet peeves or interesting things about you that you dislike?
Well, you guys already know that I don't like hair. That's a big one, which is funny because me and Kevin today, we were watching Naked and Afraid, and one of the people there in Panama, which I actually grew up in Panama, and they were laying on the ground and a bug crawled on her, and it was a cockroach. And that is... I have a phobia for cockroaches. I can't do them. I can't look at them. They're disgusting. Just anti, which is funny because cockroaches, when a human touches them, they actually clean their bodies off because they don't like the oils. They think humans are disgusting.
I did not know that.
I think it's hilarious.
I did not know that. Cockroaches. Even though we run from them.
Yeah, they run from us. They don't like us, so.
Yeah.
No, anti-cockroach, anti-hair. That is definitely my two things that I don't like. And I think it's weird when people talk like children when they're not talking to a child.
Like daddy sweepy.
Yeah, like that's just fucking weird.
I need to make a boo-boo.
I'm good with it. Like, I don't know if it's even like women. Like, I had this one girl, she tried to talk to me like that, and I was just like, nope. Nope, this is weird. I'm out.
You remind me of the How I Met Your Mother episode where Barney was like, this is my ice cream and no, you can't have any. Yeah. Someone needs a spanking wake.
Yeah, no. It's weird.
That okay.
In normal talk and in weird sexual fetish is not for me. I think it's the weirdest freaking thing in the world.
It's pretty weird. It's pretty fucking weird.
Them are those people that they need to watch out for.
For me is loading the dishwasher wrong. I'm real weird with dishwashers, and even laundry. I only wash my own stuff by myself because I'm very particular with how I wash my clothes. I don't like anybody else touching them because that's for my mom. My mom taught me and my brothers how to wash our clothes, how to cook and things like that. Like, and that's where it comes from me. I don't like anybody else touching my clothes and washing them. I just have a certain way of washing dishes and washing clothes.
Nice. Yeah. That one's a unique one. Yeah. I think, you know, what's crazy is I know what trays would be. Which you guys all know that Adam Trey, he's been on the show a couple times.
He's been on. Yeah.
His unique thing that he does, or certain way that he doesn't like other people, is he eats food in order. He can't mix his food.
He especially fast food when it comes to French fries, he eats his French fries. French fries first. Yes.
It's the weirdest thing in the world. I grew up Mexican, so like goulash, like everything could be mixed.
Everything goes together.
Everything could be mixed. That's Mexican food for you. It's all wrapped around in some kind of tortilla. And then I saw him and I was like, bro, what are you doing? He can't let his food touch.
Yeah. Shout out to Trizzy, man. We love you. You're our boy. We love you.
Just made me think of him. I don't know why. I was just like, yeah, that would be Trey's. Though if he was on here, just so you guys know, he'd probably be like, yo, I'm going to smoke and then we'll talk about this.
Yeah. He would take about 30 minutes to make his fucking answer. Yeah, I agree, Notch. We know Trizzy O2. I love it. What's the next one, Notch?
Describe the best. Let me see if this is a good one. Describe the best museum, gig, play, game you've ever been to.
Okay.
Damn, that one's kind of hard.
A gig, like the Flight of the Conchords would say. I got you a gig. Gigabyte. You said we were going to perform in Central Park. No, I said Central Park in Newark. let me see. Museum. You know what? When I went to visit the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C., that's a fucking museum. That museum is so dope.
Yeah.
The space one's sick. Dinosaurs, black history, the presidents. Like, the Smithsonian is fucking dope. I would love to go there again. It's so good. The Smithsonian's so good. If you guys have never been to Washington, D.C. in the Smithsonian, that's such a good museum. Like, there's so much. Like, you have to get there when it opens.
Yeah.
So that way you can see everything. The space exhibit is crazy. Like, it's so good. That's such a good museum. I would definitely say that's probably my favorite.
I think it's so for me, because music is such big, like, in my life, like, concerts or gigs have always been big. I've seen so many concerts, but, like, I'm going to have to narrow it down to just one. And I think you're going to be kind of, I don't know, maybe you went with us, but in high school, we actually went up to the Denver Museum, Art Museum, the Art Museum, and they were doing the Van Gogh exhibit.
I wasn't there for that one.
I got to see all of Van Gogh's.
You
were
in a different class than I was when you guys did that, and I was pissed.
I went with Trevor, Trev Moffitt.
I was fucking pissed. Fucking Trev Moff.
Trev Moffitt. That dude played Coachella the other day.
Yes, that's crazy. He just posted on Instagram that he was like, I remember my first time going to Coachella. I was like, motherfucking Trev. He's living his best life.
This guy playing Coachella now.
Yes, he's
crazy.
Playing Coachella now. But shout out to Trev.
Definitely got to see one of my favorite artists, paintings, Jesus, his art, which is Van Gogh, which is pretty cool.
Shout out to Vincent Van Gogh and Doctor Who with Matt Smith making the best episode of Doctor Who. Notch and I, every time we talk about Doctor Who, that is the fucking pinnacle of Doctor Who for us. Because it comes down to the simple fact of art and people being forgotten in the time you were born. But when you pass, people just rave and give you the best praise of what you accomplished. That was such a sad episode. Oh, it's good Lord.
That
was
definitely emotional. And that just kind of breaks it down is if you're here in life right now, celebrate the ones you love and the ones you know now.
Yes.
Because you don't know what they're going
Preach
through.
Preach it.
And that's definitely exactly. And we all know Van Gogh, he was depressed and he ended up killing himself.
Allegedly. And
But at the same time, nobody knew his art. I think he only sold, what, like five paintings for less than $5, American dollars.
Yep.
And now his stuff's all in museums. He's the most famous artist. His shit's on like phone cases and backgrounds of computers. But you don't know. You don't know what people are going through. So.
So basically what we're saying, if you guys are an artist, keep going. Keep doing what you do because you don't know what you're going to do after you've passed or even years after you're done, people are going to relish you and people are going to give you your flowers. They're going to give you your flowers.
Yeah, and that's after you're gone. But right now, for the ones that know people that are artists, celebrate them now. Go out there and buy local art. Go out and spread the word, even like our podcast. Spread the word that we're out here just talking bullshit for you guys. So.
Yep, wasting your time with us.
Have fun.
Yep. Okay, so the last two, Notch.
Right, this one. Go.
Which is better, arriving late for work or leaving early?
Oh, and this is just me being a manager because I've been a manager. You never arrive late.
No.
So
absolutely not.
Never arrive late, arrive early, and you're always on time. And you get to leave early is always better. So that's how I see it, especially for morning jobs where you're working 8 to 4, arrive a little early, get to leave early, and you have the rest of the day. Kind of sucks when you're working night jobs, but just don't ever show up late. That's how you just lose respect from your management crew and stuff like that.
So. I'm with you there. I would much rather leave work early. Definitely. 9 times out of 10, come to work on time and leave early. That's the biggest plus for working. Absolutely. Okay, so the last one.
Ooh.
What is your fondest memory of you and I?
Ooh, fondest memory of TJ. And this is probably going to be big with a lot of everybody that grew up with us, but TJ's backyard, man. Your backyard on, was it Regis?
Yes.
So the double basketball court, the summer
the unlevel nights, basketball court,
the summer nights, the freaking drinking crazy soda that's discontinued, or Kool-Aid that's fucking just packed full of
tornado
sugar,
and eating quesadillas with hot tamales in them.
Dude, getting chased by Jinko, getting yelled at by the mom, fucking watching the pinnacle of internet, like the MySpace era.
So sick,
dude. The fun times, man. Those were definitely memories that I'll always cherish. Those are memories that people that knew you and know us, they would always talk about it, dude. Mm-hmm. It just didn't make sense how we did all that stuff, and then we would either go and play basketball and smoke a black, or go to parties right after, and it was like the go-to place. We'd go play basketball for a little bit, and then we forgot what we were doing. So
it was our hub. It was the hub.
Yep.
Regis was our hub. It really was, because Trey lived around the corner on Lehigh, and it was just the hub for us. And just like drinking Red Tornado, smoking Slim Jims, Black and Mild, playing basketball. Like, that was just the hub for us. And another big memory for me is just how you got your nickname Nacho. And I know we spoke about this, but like, just, it was such a cool thing. Like, we had a foreign exchange student, Alex Chinov. Shout out to Alex. I haven't seen you on any social media platforms. I hope you're doing well in the military. Like, Nacho and I were thinking about you. But when he came to the United States and he came to Pueblo, we had him in science class, and he saw Nacho's Hispanic descent, and he was like, motherfucking Nacho. And that's what he called him. And it stuck.
He couldn't say my last name. Derek Caco instead of Cox. And then it turned to Derek Nacho, because he's like, motherfucking Nacho.
Mm-hmm. Motherfucking Nacho.
Because he couldn't say my last
name. And it's always stuck to that. So that's why Derek's name is Nacho. And just that is such a fond memory. We had such a good time at middle school. Like, and that's the pinnacle of our friendship that happened. Trizzy Trey, like Sully, like shout out to Sully. I just talked to him the other day. We're about to link up for dinner here soon, or nice. Dinner or lunch here soon. So like,
he has
just
a second child too. Huh?
Yes, he does, man. Yeah. Yes, he does. So he's in the club of multiple kids, just like I am. So he's going through the shit. But just, we had such great times, and I really hope that you guys really love this episode, because it just gave us a perspective of just Notch and I, and not about everything else that's happening in the world. This is our podcast. As to why it's called the Jam and Nacho Show, just because this is our podcast, this is our platform, this is our preference, this is our opinions, and we just want you guys just to understand where we're coming from, so that way you guys can be an individual as well.
Mm-hmm. That is it.
Cool. TV recommendations first.
Well,
TV.
Before TV, we go into movie, that, we got to talk about the news real quick.
Okay.
So we've got new stuff going on right now, man.
Are we talking about the
We got to talk about cloud seeding.
Oh, good lord! So, I sent this to Notch today. He didn't even know it was a thing.
I didn't know how cloud seeding worked, and that's why I asked TJ. I was like, bro, like, how does this work? And he sent me some stuff on it, but. So cloud seeding, we talked about this last week in Tel Aviv or Dubai? They do cloud seeding out there.
UAE. So yeah. It was in Dubai. Yeah.
So they do cloud seeding, and they're having problems because now it's flooding and all kinds of crazy stuff. People's multi-million dollar cars are underwater. They're saying it's natural, but come on.
It's not.
Desert? Yeah.
It's not.
So fun fact, all you people that live in Colorado, in Utah, in Wyoming, and Arizona, New Mexico,
and Cali.
Well, it helps the Cali Basin, which is it affects you guys the most. So all these states actually do cloud seeding.
Yes, they do.
And the reason why they mentioned it in the news, I think it was Denver News, I sent it to you, but they were saying because cloud seeding, they want to up it a little bit more because of the Colorado River Basin feeds California their water. And I was just like, what the heck?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep. Yep.
All these like, oh, it snowed and it's raining. Like right now it's raining. I'm outside. How much of this is real?
Not just like it's a bunch of blobs and shit. It ain't real. No, it's, and you know what? When we spoke about that, I was like, okay, so when they do cloud seeding here in Colorado, like, okay, here's my thing. If cloud seeding is a thing, why hasn't cloud seeding been a thing for a very long time? We have very intelligent scientists, meteorologists, cosmetologists, not doing hair and shit, cosmologists, I should say. Why haven't they been doing this for years? And then we spoke on a couple episodes about conspiracy theories about the HARPA, mm-hmm. You know, controlling the weather and stuff like that, tsunamis and tornadoes. Has this always been a thing, what we've been doing? Or is this something new? Because if we were in the drought, like the Walden Canyon mm-hmm. drought and the fire, why weren't we doing that shit then?
So this is where I want to, this is where I'm thinking, what if, because it's Newton's law. When you have you have one reaction has an opposite reaction. Opposite, I forgot what law it is.
Opposite and equal reaction. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what if it's cloud seeding? Because you got to think of the weather. There are years where we have really, really heavy weather and heavy rain, like this year. Yeah. They said the snowpack is 100% across Colorado, even in the eastern plains. So we're 100% right now. But what are the effects if it was south cloud seeding? Mm-hmm. So now it's raining, and we're talking about the water fire. Well, what if it affects to where it makes it dry one of those years? Or we're talking about like tornadoes and hurricanes and all that stuff. Like the tornadoes have been bad, because if it cloud seeds out here,
fucking scary.
If it cloud seeds here and they got it under control here where we get snow, when that snow gets pushed out east, it turns into rain. And because of the plains and hot air and all that stuff, it turns into bad weather for the Great Plains. So tornadoes, I think a couple weeks ago, it was probably the first week I was here. I follow a lot of storm chasers on YouTube and I just watch them. I think it's really cool. They had one of the craziest days where there were just like plus 100 tornadoes that had been confirmed to touch ground.
That's scary.
But which is crazy, because when we drove down here, we were going through a blizzard in Colorado, up in Denver. So when I went from Denver to Black Forest, it was blizzard conditions. And then I was telling my brother, I was like, look, watch, they're going to have really, really bad thunderstorms, and it turned into tornadoes. So,
nope. See, and tornadoes scare the fuck out of me. There was one time we went through a tornado when we were driving to Oklahoma, and we were around the panhandle. That was the scariest thing for me. So if there are entities and facilities that are creating these severe weathers, it's kind of scary. It's kind of scary that we have that control. Are those individuals that have that control?
This is my thing, is how much, if weather is controlled and they just kind of released it and said, oh, look, we're doing cloud seeding here in the United States. Like, what else are they controlling that we don't know?
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of stuff. See, like, I was looking at it. Yeah. So I was thinking about this today. So I have some oranges.
Okay.
On my counter right now. And I was looking at them. And I was thinking, maybe these oranges just aren't in season because they look smaller. They look more wrinkly and they're new. They're brand new.
Okay.
And when you open them, the skin is super, super thick, as if they're changing because of the weather. So a thicker skin means it's colder because they're trying to preserve the inside juices for the seeds. But then they taste different. And I was thinking of when I was a kid, I was like, oranges weren't like this. They weren't heavy.
They never were.
Skinned. They were very, very thin and more meat inside. So I'm like, I wonder if the government are like, they modify this and just can't control, or the weather is affecting this. Like, at what point do they go, oh, these are oranges? And we're like, no, those are green.
Well, it's just like fucking broccoli.
Yeah.
Broccoli is fucking genetically engineered.
Yeah.
Cauliflower, and broccoli is fucking purple. It's not green.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of shit is that? So yeah, those are very great questions to ask about things. Just because We have no idea. And it's a scary thing. And okay, so this is going to go into the TV movie recommendations. Three Body Problem, Notch.
I know.
I'm on episode six. I'm on episode six, and I'm fucking shook. It's a fucking show. It's scary as fuck. And there's so many questions about humanity within this show and AI and just saving people. It's such a good show that after I'm done watching the first time, I'm going to watch a second time so that way I can understand. Damn. It is a crazy fucking show. Because if you guys know about the Three Body Problem, the Three Body Problem is a real thing. A long time ago, I want to say in the 60s, 70s, or 80s, we actually sent out a signal to the universe for someone to respond.
Mm.
And we got a reply. And it's a bunch of ones, a bunch of zeros, whatever. This show goes into depth of our answer, of the reply that we got in the atmosphere. Yes, it's fictional, and it goes deep into fiction, which is crazy to me. It's a good fucking show. I'm just going to put it out there. Please watch Three Body Problem on Netflix.
I'm definitely going to have to check that one out.
It's fucking good because even Chaz, I talked to Chaz today, him and I, we were doing shit today, and he goes, Miles, which is our other brother, he goes, he told me to watch it, and then you're telling me to watch it? He goes, I have to fucking watch it now. I was like, you need to. You need to. And I'm going to tell Nacho to watch it too.
I just put it on my to-watch list
You got to watch it. The first three episodes are confusing as fuck. You're like, what is going on? And then it starts to make a little bit more sense towards episode five.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. What else you got, Notch?
See, I got two movies that we haven't watched, but we discussed this, and I'm excited to watch both of them. So the first one, if you haven't seen the trailer for The Joker Part 2, oh my god.
What is it called? Folie Doux? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It looks good. It looks so good.
It looks amazing. And it's the funniest thing because I saw this meme. And again, I'm going to go into basketball, but everybody knows that Jokic's nickname is the Joker.
Yes.
You know, in the preview when she puts the lipstick on the glass, mm-hmm. and he kind of looks at it and then he smiles. Somebody did that with Jokic during an interview and he turns and they put the lipstick and he just smiled. I was like, bro, that is so fucking clean.
That's so
clean. But that's just going so into sick. It, the first Joker was amazing and this looks great. Oh,
the first Joker was cinematic, just...
Yeah.
So good.
The second one that I do want to talk about is what we talked about today, which is a movie Trap.
Yeah. Oh, that trailer. Listeners, dude, look at the M. Night Shyamalan trailer for Trap.
M. Night, if you do us wrong, I'm never watching another movie
boycott
you. At the same time, this looks so good.
It looks so good. So fucking good.
Check it out. It's Trap. It has Josh Hartnett.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys remember him, he was the 90 or early 2000 heartthrob. He was recently in Oppenheimer, so I'm excited that he's back because he was a really good actor. I really liked him.
He's the main character in The Faculty.
Yeah. He was in 40 Days and 40 Nights, one of my favorite movies. That was
such a good fucking movie.
He was also in Sin City.
He's in Sin City. Shit, he is in Sin City. Yeah, and he's in the new season of Black Mirror with Jesse Pinkman.
Yep.
I don't know his real name, but yeah, he's in the new season of that. What else? Civil War.
We talked about that one. That one looks
Civil
good.
Civil War looks it's crazy to me that the studio A24 did a movie so propagandy. Like this because they do a lot of psychological thrillers, horror movie kind of stuff. But for them to step into their political war bag, it's kind of crazy. They make good ass movies. I've never seen a movie that's been trashed by Studio A24. I've never seen a trash movie by them. I heard Steven Spielberg is actually making a UFO film.
What, E.T.?
No, no. It's going to be his own rendition of what he thinks UFOs look like to him.
That's pretty cool. He's just fucking all these artists. He's just going to put them on blast and be probably. Like, hey, we know who you are.
Yeah, we've seen Men in Black. We know who you are.
I forgot who I saw. Somebody was talking on a talk show and they blinked weird and their eyes opened like super wide. And they said they were a lizard man. And I was like, oh man,
here goes
the lizard people.
We remember about Katy Perry where her eye froze.
Oh,
on
yeah,
stage.
When she's all twitching.
Mm-hmm. What about this movie, In Time with Justin Timberlake and Amanda Seyfried?
Oh, that's Siegfried? A great movie. I love that movie.
That movie is so ahead of its time, mm-hmm. and it makes so much sense. That's such a good movie. In Time with Justin Timberlake and Amanda Seyfried.
I think the worst part is when his mom was running after him. I was like, no. Oh,
that sucked. Yeah. Yeah.
New music coming out real quick. Just so you know, the Swifties, I'm going to do it out for you. Taylor Swift's new album dropped today.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Or yesterday.
Tortured Poets.
Yeah, something
like that. Yeah. Post Malone's on that album.
Dude, a whole bunch of people. Florence and the Machine are on there too.
Yes, they are. Yeah, Florence and the Machine's on there.
I heard she was talking shit about
Kim Kardashian. I didn't even know they had beef. In the world of having beef, like Kendrick Lamar and fucking Drake and J. Cole and shit like that. I didn't know Taylor Swift had beef with Kim Kardashian. I had no idea.
I read somewhere that in one of her songs, she says she's a functioning alcoholic.
Oh, shit. Okay.
That she actually says that. And I was thinking about it. And it, besides her being at our concerts and stuff, the only other times I see her is like award shows or when she's with Travis Kelce. And she is drinking all the time.
Taylor Swift is a functioning alcoholic, not Kim Kardashian. Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I was like, I mean, good for you if you're just saying that, but if you think about it, she does drink a lot. Like,
I didn't know that.
I was, well, and again, they only show her when she's in the public eye, and it's usually for awards stuff like that. And when she's with Travis Kelce, which is vacation time, of course she's going to have a drink in her hand, but at the same time, I'm like, bro, you do drink a lot. And she gets down, she parties. So.
I got a drink in my cup. All right, shout out to Taylor Swift. I don't have any new music on my end.
I think Willow drops a new album.
Yeah, Willow. I love Teddy Swims. Mm-hmm. Teddy Swims, his voice is amazing. Look at anything earlier before the song that he has that is actually on the radio right now. Teddy Swims goes hard.
I think that's the only other one. I know The Wallows, their album drops pretty soon.
I've seen that too. The Wallows are actually making some fucking waves, man. Shout out to The Wallows.
21 Pilots. They have another one coming out. I'm trying to think. It's weird. I don't know why Bon Jovi, Neil Young, Megan Trainor, they're all coming out with new albums.
Bon Jovi's coming because he has a documentary that's coming out here soon. Yeah.
Kings of Leon and Cage the Elephant are coming out with a new album pretty soon.
Okay, that's pretty big. Okay.
And Sia. We talked about Sia last time.
Oh, Sia's dope. Sia's really dope.
Pet Shop Boys are coming out with a new album.
That's funny. That is funny. Yeah, I don't have any new music. Nothing new is coming out for music for me on my end. Mostly just check out a lot of trailers. Platform number 2. If you haven't watched Platform number 1, please watch that on Netflix. It's actually on, it's in French, but it's dubbed. It's pretty fucking good.
You know what show I'm rewatching is Manifest. Manifest is such a good
show. Such a good show.
Great show. I'm
that
rewatching
is a good
that one.
Show. Fuck, that's a good show. What else did I have written down? Three Body Problem, Trap. Yep, those are the only ones I have. Manifest is a good-ass show. That's a good show. I was very happy with that show. I thought they were going to go the route of Lost. But yep. they actually did pretty good. They did really good with that show in a short amount of seasons.
Yeah, when I first saw it, I was like, oh, God, here we go.
Here we go. Another
it's gonna be like Lost. Mm-hmm. It's going to be so good, and it's going to fuck us up at the end. But yeah. It was actually really good.
What's the other one? American Spiracy, the Octopus Murders. That's a good freaking series. Notch, remember when I sent you the snippet of the JFK video?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, the American Conspiracy, the Octopus Murders. That's a good one.
And if you're TJ, listen to it while you go to sleep. Yeah, you have great dreams.
You have the best dreams ever. You'll sleep like a baby. I think that's it. And I think they released OJ Made in America again for people to watch. That actually came out in 2016, but they did that because he just recently passed.
Tell me how I saw some guy trying to sell his Pog, his Slammer Pog.
I heard they're going for good money.
That had OJ's face on it in the jail, and he's like, don't lowball me. I know what I have.
You know what? Pogs were such a good freaking thing in the 90s. I love Pogs. I had multiple Slammers. I had the White Ranger from Power Rangers Slammer. I had so many. Pogs were so sick in the 90s.
That's funny.
For those of you that didn't grow up in the 90s with Pogs, you have no idea what you're missing out on.
Shit, if you didn't grow up in the 90s, you missed out on a lot.
You missed out on a lot.
You missed out going outside and being like, hey, 50-50. I don't know if I'm going to survive or not, but I know I got to be home by the lights.
Exactly. Exactly.
And if you didn't survive, your face is on a milk carton. Good luck.
Oh, shit.
Those kids weren't strong enough.
Talk about the black phone with fucking Ethan Hawke. Jesus. That was a crazy-ass movie, by the way.
Yeah, that was another meme I saw. It said, if your face was on a milk carton, you just weren't strong enough.
Yeah, you weren't strong enough. Your parents didn't teach you.
We all survived. I was like, damn, that's true. But at the same time, that's fucked up.
That's fucked up.
Them kids so are still missing.
Those kids are still in the milk box. Oh, fuck. I don't want to be morbid. We don't want to be morbid here. But Notch, do we got anything for our listeners out there?
No, just this is episode 16 again. Like, subscribe, share, comment. One of the things I do want to see is just people comment. Comment what you want to hear. Yes, comment what you want us to talk about. If you want to join, tell us what you want us to talk about if you join. But just comment.
Just comment, for real. Yeah, we want to hear you guys. We really want to hear more of your thoughts, personal, what you want to hear from us on the next show. Even if you want to ask us a question that we can answer as soon as you put it on Instagram or YouTube, just let us know, because we love the interaction. We are so willing to interact with you guys because we like that fan base and we like the interaction for you guys, because it helps us grow and it helps us entertain you guys to make more content for the next episodes and for the future.
Yep. Well, T, another great episode.
Always. I
think next time when we told you guys we're going to do some video, so you guys should be able to see our faces pretty soon. Probably in the next couple days, so keep an eye out.
And I think next episode we're going to have the next 20 questions, but the next 20 questions, I hope it's going to be in person for you guys to see our reactions in real time and give you guys a face reveal of our handsome faces.
I forgot to shout this out. So actually, I think they performed yesterday and today, but Box State Roots performed up at Stampede in Denver. And they're performing a couple more times. And one of the things that I talked to T is one of the singers, a really good friend of mine, Ito, is actually going to join us pretty soon. So keep a lookout for Ito. Yeah. So all you Box State Root fans out there, Colorado Springs, Denver, he's going to be on here pretty soon with us.
Talk
some BS with him as well. Yeah. So
be ready for Ito to come on the show.
Perfect. But T, it's always a pleasure. I think that's it. Let's wrap it up.
Yes, sir. Always a pleasure, Notch. Peace, everybody.
Till next time.
Yes, sir.